Good morning. Today is Tuesday, the 2nd of March. Joining us this morning, boy, a paling Bill McCauley. Good morning.
Howdy.
Not seeing a lot of the sunshine these days, eh?
No, I was out Sunday afternoon, mowed my lawns, though. That was pretty nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. That's cool. Jailbreak.
I worked like an 84-hour week and took Sunday off. You know?
Oh, way to go.
Yeah. I know. I feel like I'm playing hooky. Usually it's, you know, 87 or 88, but anyway.
Oh, well, I got to ask you, because I was out here early this morning, and I love getting out to work before the sun is up.
Mm-hmm.
Just things are fresh, things are clean.
Not downtown.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
We shall move on.
You can ask your question.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't call downtown Eureka fresh and clean right now.
I think I gave you enough of a ramp up that you were able to get a pithy response too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we. Yeah. Anyway,
we don't need to talk about that one.
Yeah.
Unless you want to, of course. All right. Ever wonder? Oh, this is a bunny. You feel like a low hanging curveball?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Ever wonder why toy bears are called teddy bears?
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah. The teddy bear was introduced in 1907, about the time when President Theodore Teddy Roosevelt, while on a bear hunt, came upon a baby bear that he refused to allow anyone to shoot. The president took a lot of ribbing about this, especially from the press, and one cartoonist for a national publication published a sketch depicting the incident. It wasn't long after this cartoon was published that toy manufacturers picked up on the idea and began marketing teddy bears.
How about that?
Yeah. Call that your break for the year.
I always like a T-ball kind of arrangement.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Could have hit you with why do judges have black robes, but we'll save that one for another day.
Okay.
You can consider options.
Yeah,
speaking of which, options, not the black robes part. any clarification yet on some of the tax implications from Congress and Senate in the rearview mirror for last year?
We have some problems.
Houston?
We have problems. This is, I was just reading this, and this is somebody who comments on our profession, and the first line of this article is, it's not even end of February, and it's already turning into the tax season from, as my dad used to say, H-E double toothpicks. There are so many things that are unresolved that we have work stacked up like cordwood that we can't finish, which is going to be highly problematic because it's work that normally we can finish. And so what's going to, you know, and so now we, you know, and as we get into March, the
bulk comes in.
Yeah, and it's a different work too. I mean, it's, you know, most of our, you know, we do less business stuff, you know, in the second half of March, and more individual income tax returns, as more and more individual income tax return related information becomes available. And so we're going to, you know, and that's what we're going to end up doing, but it's going to be
when that happens, the dam breaks and you've got a rush of current coming through the canyon. And things die. I'd like to think that there wouldn't be quite that.
I'm tied
serious,
off,
but it seems like
I
what
got
you're
a rope
saying.
And I'm tied off. I might get bounced in the current a bit, but at least I'm not going to go all the way down to the ocean. It's an interesting year. I mean, let's be real. Everybody's had an interesting year, right? I mean, why wouldn't tax season, especially when you think of all the different provisions that were put in place, you know, in the face of COVID, that run through the tax code. And, you know, I think one thing most of us can agree on is that the government doesn't always do things well. And in general, when they do things in a hurry, they really don't do things well pretty consistently. I'm not saying, you know, look, I understand it's all well-intentioned. The problem is there are unanswered questions, and when you have unanswered questions of people who are trying to help taxpayers comply with the rules, when there is a lack of clarity about how those are going to be interpreted, is pretty problematic. And so, especially when you have what we do is, you know, if we're to do it before the extended due dates, those, or before the extension dates. It's going to be a major issue. And so,
would you recommend anybody file before the extension unless this stuff gets clarified?
Yeah, there are people who we feel pretty good that their situation won't be at issue. You know, there's an open question now that recently surfaced because of unemployment compensation. And I think we're probably all aware that there was a lot of unemployment compensation paid out last year. For California, that's not a big deal because California doesn't tax it. For federal purposes, it is a deal because it is taxable for federal purposes. So keep in mind that a lot of taxpayers were getting $600 extra unemployment per week last year. And that's great to help them, you know, keep afloat and whatnot. Yeah. And, you know, we can all agree. And, you know, maybe some people took advantage of it, but people take advantage of everything. So you know, but in general, you know, I think it did what, you know, what needed to happen was to help people through a really difficult time. The problem is that the government specifically said there could be no federal withholding from that $600 per week.
So you got the full $600 check.
So you get a full $600 check, which gave you a lot of. But the problem on that on the other side of that is it's all taxable with no withholding.
The reapers come to call.
So you have unemployment and you call me, the first thing I'm going to say is uh-oh, because I'm going to try to help you understand. I think you're going to have a problem. And the government.
Or did you set aside $200 a week?
Right.
And, you've got
and the answer is, you know, I mean, there's a reason they paid all that money out. They wanted people to use it and to sustain themselves. So, you know, unfortunately, we created a really significant problem. And it's, you know, if you're in that position where you had unemployment benefits, it's probably going to be a no fun tax filing this year.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Billy, some of the different challenges, from what I recall our past conversations, was the different interpretation between the states and the Fed. This is treated this way in this jurisdiction, but it's treated completely differently in this jurisdiction. And if you're reporting in both or three or four or five, you've got multiples. Has there been any movement either recognizing the other guy or to try to make it a little bit more cohesive?
No, not really. California, I mean, let's talk about, you know, there's several elephants. One of the big elephants is the PPP program, which was made, it's called the Paycheck Protection Program. And the initial phase was in 2020, and loans were made to businesses based on criteria. And with the understanding and stated indication that if the funds were used for the purpose stated in the loan, which was to support keeping people employed, that the loans would be forgiven, with a very clear implication that the forgiveness would be tax-free. The IRS came in and monkeyed with it a little bit. I think they had probably some reason to do it, but I still think it was clearly not the intent of Congress. Ultimately, in late December, they fixed the problem. Meanwhile, California had just been riding along, and they...
Silent about it?
Well, no. What they said is, oh, yeah, we're going to do what the feds do. This was back in October. We're going to do what the feds do. You know, we're going to... Anyway, and then when the feds changed and said, no, it's going to be tax-free if you use it for the stated purpose, then California's kind of went silent. And then back in early February, there was AB 281 was introduced to conform to the federal treatment. I don't think it's gone anywhere. I'm not sure it's even been heard. And then in the budget reconciliation process they just did, they said, okay, well, we'll forgive up to 150,000 of these loans for California, but that's not out of anywhere. So we're still waiting to find out if that's going to happen. Then there's talk.
So it's just like a statement rather
than talk. Yeah, well, yeah, they say, oh, yeah, we're going to deal with this, but they haven't dealt with it because I don't know. Anyway, it's not for me to judge, you know, what keeps our legislators busy and what their priorities are. But, you know, and clearly just because it impacts my life, you know, doesn't mean it should be the top priority for legislators. So I'm trying to be, on the other hand, you know, I'm being more charitable than I feel. So in my words, but that's just my own feelings, not you know. But
obviously there's ripples.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, yeah. I mean, the idea that it is the idea that as an example, certain farmers and fishermen have to file by February 28th if they're going to be able to not have paid estimated taxes in the year before without penalty. You think it would be helpful by February 28th to know what the rules are for California? You think maybe March 15th?
And those can't be extended. That's a drop dead date.
That's a drop dead date. March 15th. So you had to guess. And March 15th is the filing due date for S corporations and partnerships. Do you think any S corporations and partnerships got PPP loans and might want to know how to deal with it? And do you think, considering it's less than 2 weeks from that due date, that might be useful information for people who are trying to help people comply and those people who are trying to comply with the law? I kind of think so. And
so it sounds like just a whole bunch. Now, can that be extended?
Sure. Things got extended last year. I don't. But, you know, there's no. The problem is if they do it, they'll do. You know, they won't. They'll do it when it suits them, not when it would be helpful to the people who are trying to deal with it.
So when it gets uncomfortable for the voters.
Or if it gets uncomfortable the IRS, as an example. So, you know, one of the things that was said earlier, and I don't know if it's true, it's just something that one of our, someone from the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants stated that if there was another stimulus, meaning the one that we're talking about now that I think the House has passed but hasn't gone through the Senate, if that is approved, the IRS would then probably not be able to handle that and the filing season and would extend the due date because they have trouble.
Now, they're talking about that being the week of the 15th.
Huh. So so you mean we'll have a month to comply before they figure out if we have a month to comply? Anyway, so, you know, yeah, it's a frustrating year. On the other hand, it is what it is. I really can do nothing about it. So there's
sure you
so
can't get too torqued about it, but yet you still don't want to ignore things and just have them sitting there, and then you get slammed.
It's just problematic. I mean, really, I don't have enough room in my office to stack up all the stuff that we can't move if the log jam doesn't clear at some point.
Right.
So anyway,
who can file
that?
Then?
Is not that's really not that big an issue. It's just it's an inconvenience. Who can file? People can file if they are wage earners, didn't get unemployment, have a relative vanilla situation. If you own a business, people who own and operate businesses and if they availed themselves of any of the COVID related programs, that might be an issue. I mean, you start
same thing with IDLE.
IDLE's an interesting one because right now, you know, finally the federal government came along and said, okay, that up to $10,000 IDLE advances that occurred early on in 2020 post COVID, that was, you know, so we finally got some clarity on that.
We'll talk about that one when we come back.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now, Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, and Baywood Golf and Country Club. So, Bill, before the break, we were kind of, or you were expounding upon who's in a spot where they can comfortably file, who should be able to file, and you had mentioned, you know, the regular worker, guy or gal. Nothing was really interrupted. They didn't get anything different. They just went to work, did their work, came back from work. Thank you very much. And life was as routine as anybody's.
Yeah, and you need to make sure that you know how much you got for the economic impact, quote-unquote, stimulus payment. Because you got one, you probably got one in April or May of last year. And then you would have gotten one in late December, early January. Both of those need to be reconciled in the tax return. So, and that's confusing for clients because they go, well, I got it in January. It doesn't matter. The IRS has said that the way we calculate did you get enough is based on 2020, and we're supposed to know how much that payment was, and we can then determine are you entitled to more. If you're entitled to less, it doesn't matter. You're not going to have to pay it back. There are a couple of exceptions to that. I think in the case of maybe in certain cases with certain kids where there's changes in dependents, there could be some issues. Originally they said that you would have to pay that back if somebody died. I think that has changed. But anyway, it's hard to keep up. And really, we're so busy trying to just do what we can do that trying to monitor change is problematic. Going back to the unemployment thing, Brian, that's the one that's really important. If you have unemployment, and the other thing that there's been some talk, we haven't seen any action, but we've seen some talk that they would make the first, call it, say, $10,000 of unemployment benefits tax-free. So there's some talk about that, but it hasn't resulted in there being a change, but it does make me reticent to file returns right now that have unemployment benefits in them. And so then more tax returns you're stacking up that you can't finish that you're going to have to pick back up. A, it's very inefficient, much more efficient to pick it up, work on it, finish it, get it out the door. It's far less efficient to pick it up, work on it, create a list of questions that you can't answer, set it aside, get really, really busy, pick it up 3 weeks later, and then have to refamiliarize yourself with everything in there to make sure everything's right.
Well, then you open the door or the window and the sticky notes all go flying.
Yeah. Yeah, well, sticky notes usually do pretty well for the first year or two.
Yeah.
It is funny, though. Sometimes I'll go in a file and I'll pull out a 2014 tax return or something, and I'll move it kind of briskly, and all of a sudden, poof, little piece of paper comes flying out of the middle of it, and you're like, oh, no, what did that
come? Right. Or the paper clip.
Yeah.
Releases, yeah, and shoots. Yeah.
So I usually, because of my nature, I usually will tape a sticky note into the file because then they tend not to come out.
Yeah, at least for another decade, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we don't keep them that long. So.
It's got to be a little bit challenging for the folks putting together their information to be able to either self-file or to give to their accountant. Are there things that we need to be looking for in addition to the normal stuff? Like you said, the January, who would have thought about that one?
Well, unfortunately, in our case, we sent out our organizers to our clients and didn't even know it was going to be done at the time we created our organizers and printed them. So we didn't get a chance. We probably would have reworded that section of our organizer questionnaire to be very specific about
another list.
But unfortunately, we didn't know that was going to be the case. That one's really important. If you're and you know, I know how to do it for my tax return. I'm not sure how to do it if I was doing it by hand or if I was using some other service. But yeah, you will need to know how much you got for EIP payments, both in round one and in round two. And then obviously, you know, we going forward, if there's another round coming here in the next month, I advise you to keep that. It won't have to be. I'm sure it wouldn't have to be reconciled. Surely, they would not make you reconcile that in a 2020 tax return. So it would likely be a 2021 issue. And so keep track of how much you got, because it, you know, we can try to calculate it, but it does depend when you filed your 2019 return. Which, in other words, if you filed your 2019 return after they issued the first payment, then the second payment could be based on a different AGI number. Anyway, so, you know, nothing's easy. And you know, really, when you start thinking about that, from what we do, you know, because we determine our fees based on the amount of time it takes to do things, things are taking more time this year. And that, you know, that's not a welcome thing for clients to say, hey, you know, we're struggling because we can't finish this. And
so maybe the extra payments were the, not to the individuals, not as an economic stimulus, but for the accountant.
For the tax prep.
Yeah.
Hopefully that there won't be a direct correlation between the EIP payments and the stimulus payments and tax prep fees. But there, you know, there are some interesting, there's some interesting issues out there.
We'll talk about what you can do when we come back.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time is 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill McCauley. So, what do you recommend people do? Huh, so other than not,
we're
to
talking about
step in
so,
it.
So, yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, hey, if it's low hanging, I'm going to pick it.
I'm feeling the correlation with what.
Yeah, good.
Well, I do think a lot of people can get ready, even if you can't, even if you have reason to wait, you can get ready. And that means making sure you've done the basic things we've talked about for years, which is accumulating information, making sure that you've got your W-2 and your any 1099s that have come in, and your mortgage interest statement, and you know how much you paid and made in charitable contributions, and you know all those kinds of things. Just the normal routine things we do as part of accumulating information for taxes. Some people need to accumulate their medical expenses. Other people, it doesn't make sense. And everybody, you know, you probably know if you're one of those or if you're not. But, you know, I think that we all do that. If you've got a rental, make sure you've got all your rental income and all your rental expenses, and you know what all those are, and you've got them accumulated in one place so that you are ready. And if, you know, if you're waiting, you know, if the reason to wait on your return is merely unemployment related, and you know whether unemployment is going to be less taxed than it is under the law today, you know, there's no reason not to get everything done and then just not finish until you find out if there's any change in that area. If you have PPP or you participated and had the employee retention, you know, if you're an employer and you had employee retention credits and other things through your payroll, then there's no reason really not to move forward. It's just that you may not be able to finish until those kinds of answers are available.
Is getting some of it done better than not getting any of it done?
Yeah, we think so. Yeah, we think so, because otherwise it's, you know, it's not going to be as efficient either way, right? But being if you want to wait and be the person, you know, that's coming in at the end of March because things are maybe at that point we know what the answers are, well, that might be the most efficient in terms of, you know, like a professional being able to get things worked on and have the minimum of time spent on it, except there's no time.
Right.
So that's the problem. You know, the people who are getting in early, You know, we potentially could have more time on their return than somebody who comes in late. The problem is the person who comes in late, we're probably not going to have time for.
So you'd rather get 2/3 of it done?
I would.
And wait, even if there's missing information?
I would.
What about somebody who had a major life milestone, either went into retirement, something along those lines that's routine for you guys, but is extraordinary and exceptional for Weans?
Yeah, and that's an retirement can be a really interesting change for, I mean, there's a lot of just basic life change that occurs, obviously, when you stop working or you reduce your workload or however that looks like for you. Everybody's situation kind of looks a little different. But it does have a bearing about making sure you get your withholding right from your retirement income, because if you go from having wages and you've kind of finally gotten your W-2 working, so you're getting the right wages and everything works out the way you want for tax purposes, and all of a sudden you're now getting a retirement payment, you may have to rethink about, do I have the right withholding, and run some calculations to make sure you don't get a surprise.
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 My middle name, Surprise. Yeah. At least we don't live in Arizona where we live in Surprise, huh?
There you go.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
It's my pleasure.
Keep smiling, dude.
Yeah, you bet.
See everybody tomorrow.